Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinions. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, our Lord tells us that the Holy Spirit is the advocate and that he is the Spirit of truth. And as the Spirit of truth, he will remind us of all truth. He goes on to say, Satan is the accuser and a liar from the beginning. So almost everything he says to us, all the accusations that he makes, they're lies. And one of the primary accusations that he makes is the attempt to destroy our self-identity, to make us believe lies about ourselves. So if there's any poor self-image, or if there's any low self-esteem, he will do everything to reinforce that, right? You're no good, you're never going to change, right? You've always been like that, there's no hope for you, on and on and on. And the Holy Spirit does the opposite, trying to remind us of who we are in Christ, which is part of what our Lord's trying to do today, right? They come to him, do we pay the census tax or not? Here's a coin. Whose image is on it? Caesar's. Okay, then give it to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. What is he alluding to all these people? Where do you find God's image? All these Jews, they would have known right where God's image was, because right in the beginning, you were made in the image of God. My brothers and sisters, it's important also sometimes that we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, that we remind ourselves of the truth, because we're bombarded with these accusations and all these lies. And so it's important sometimes, okay, who am I? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I was made in the image of God. I am a reflection of God's glory. I am a ray of His beauty. And all the more, not just that we are made in His image, but if we are baptized and if we're in a state of grace, we also share in His likeness. Right, and so when the accuser comes and he's beating us up, we say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to listen to that voice anymore. I know who I am. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am a son of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am God's daughter. God lives in me. I share in His goodness. My brothers and sisters, let us do in every way that we can. Let us fight against the voice of the accuser. He speaks to us constantly, but so also does the Holy Spirit. And it's important that we learn to listen to that voice alone, because that's the truth. And we were made for the truth.